Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, JPC. It's Adel here. Just thought I'd give you a call. Hey, it's just me on the line. Something I always say on phone calls. Do you, JPC, do you like Aaron as a co-host? Do you think Aaron's fun as a co-host?
Are you shushing me? I can't. Huh? I'm trying to be
no,
quiet.
Sorry,
are you shushing
my,
me?
No, sorry. My parrot is squawking.
Yeah. That's interesting. I'm not picking up any of the parrot squawking unless Casey puts it in later, which he won't. I don't. What was the question?
Do you like Aaron as a co-host?
I guess I don't really think about her that way.
Uh-huh. As a co-host?
I guess I don't think about her in that way.
Huh, that's kind of fucked. You don't think of her as a co-host?
Ask him what he means.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I think like Aaron just has so much more to offer than just that I don't really feel like kind of defining her in that little box as a co-host. Yeah. No, so I guess I don't really think about her in like those parameters.
Okay.
I
think about her as
like
fun.
As like a whole person.
Can you, do you think Adel can tell that I'm with you?
Hello? Hello? Who's on the line?
No, JPC, I'm sitting next to you. Do you think Adel can tell that I'm with you?
Who's with Adel then?
Oh my God, really told
I'm Aaron Keefe. Aaron Keefe here.
That's a good Aaron.
Jupiter. Jupiter.
Which one do I shoot?
We cut to the next episode. We cut to the next episode, and JPC's like, I'm glad I shot the right one.
Me too. Squat.
Guy pointing a gun at
Aaron.
That
means the real Aaron's
here. And then pointing a gun at the phone. Like, shoot the phone?
If you're listening to Hey Riddle Riddle and you hear a big old squawk, that's how you know it's the real, genuine Aaron Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Nobody squawks like our Aaron's. Casey, cut that.
Cut that.
Hey, everybody.
I'm squawking on sunshine. Leave that in.
Leave that in, Casey. Leave that part in. Hey, Aaron Keefe. What's going on? And Parrot Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
Parakeet.
Okay, I just realized I'm so sorry, right, but I do have to marry Arnie Parrot. Because then if we
Aaron
have kids,
Barrett.
We can hyphenate their last names.
Oh my God, Parrot. Oh my God,
and
oh my God,
their
God,
names
oh my God.
Will be Parrot Keefe.
Aaron,
wow.
Also, Aaron Parrot sounds almost exactly like Heir Apparent.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
can
fun.
You believe that?
What
but
is
can
going
you imagine
on
if
here?
We call our kids like Bird Parrot Keefe?
Cage Keefe. Cage Keefe Parrot. That sounds like a musician.
What's the name? What's like the a kind of parrot? You can't name your kid
Macaw.
African Gray, unfortunately.
No.
You and Arnie can't get away with that.
There's macaw. There's eagles and ravens.
Gray parrot. Gray
cockatiel.
Parrot.
Keith. I actually. Like
we could just
gray.
Have
That's...
it be a color.
Redheaded Amazon is a parrot I used to have. Redheaded Amazon.
I don't like birds. I'll be honest with you.
Why?
I guess I have nothing against people that keep birds as pets, but they feel like not a good pet.
Can I say something? I truly had a red-headed Amazon parrot. We had it. Its name was Saeed. It would laugh. It would repeat some of the words we said. We had it for maybe 4 or 5 years. And it pains me that you say what you just said, JBC, because that parrot was the worst pet I've ever had in my life, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone. Parrots are terrible.
Why?
Parrots, they're awful
they're
pets.
Smarmy.
They do nothing. You can't take them out of the cage. They look so sad in their cages because they want to fly about.
Yeah, because they're birds, right?
They constantly make noise. You can never stop them from making noise. They just shit all the time everywhere. They're the worst.
I feel like with dogs, like we took a wolf, which is a creature, and we gave it a big smushy face, and we said, "You're the smushiest guy." And now dogs are fine. Names.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now we turned them into the thing that they are, which is like a dog and a nice guy, and you ruffle their head. But a parrot is like, that's just a fucking bird, and that's basically just a dinosaur. And you basically keep a dinosaur in a cage, and we all saw the movie where you keep the bird cage, where the that cage. Goes
Nathan Lane. We all saw what happened in that, which is the park didn't contain Robin Williams, and he
got
into New York City.
Forgive our ancestors for. I will never forgive them for not domesticating penguins. Can you imagine?
Yes.
If you looked behind me in my recording and there was a little fucking penguin sliding into frame, we would never, depression would stop existing. We would never feel anxiety ever again.
Can I do you one better? Well, not better. One in addition. Yours was amazing. I'm not going to top yours.
Miniature giraffes. I've thought about it.
How'd you know? Minotaur giraffes. How did you know? So it's a bull's head on a human body, but the neck's real long. It's a miniature giraffe. How come our ancestors didn't, of course, domesticate penguins, but also teach them to play baseball? Can you picture
sliding into home? Yeah.
A bunch of penguins sliding everywhere, sliding up to bat, sliding to pitch, sliding to catch the ball, sliding in the stands.
The ball is the egg.
I have a question for you, Aaron. I have a question for you. The ball's the egg. Bad idea. Terrible idea.
Yes.
So, Aaron, here's my question. So with wolves, right, we domesticated wolves, and we took like their wolf nature, and we turned that into dog.
Yeah.
We know what a wild penguin is. What do you lose? Like, what when you domesticate the wild penguin, what aspect of the penguin do you lose to, like, make it more palatable to live in your house?
No feathers. They're not cold anymore.
They're called penguins, and they don't lose anything. They gain a family.
Penguins.
Casey said sex appeal. Come on, man.
So here's the thing. I think, JPC, I think you nailed it. When we took wolves...
Because the answers to my question made it seem like I didn't nail shit.
I'm trying to support you, man. I've tried so hard. When we took wolves... And we said, hey, wolves, instead of mauling me and eating me, what if you go chase this little ball? And by the by, your name is like Pogo now. Mm-hmm. And then wolves were like, I guess. And then we called them dogs. I think this is the exact same thing that we do when we slaughter a cow. And then suddenly, magically, that's not called cow anymore. What's it called? Beef.
Beef.
Yeah, or we kill a pig and we go, that's no longer a pig. Someone goes, that's pig. And you go, no, pig, you're insane. That's pork, my friend.
Yes.
That's the same thing.
My issue with what you're saying is I think you inherently have a bad attitude because you're saying, like, we took things away from wolves and made them dogs. I think we gave them, they gained cuter faces, they gained the ability to be affectionate. So I think that these penguins would just gain the ability to love us, and their faces would just get a little bit squishier.
And they'd have teeth.
So all that's changing is their faces are getting a little squishier.
And no big teeth. A little bit squishier.
I guess I get that. I think that, that makes sense. That is the optimistic way of saying it. It's like, you're not losing. If now you're being domesticated, but you're not losing anything. You're just gaining all these additional features.
And if you see me in the street pushing a stroller with a penguin in it, I'm going to need you to mind your business. Yeah.
I'll say, get her onto a sidewalk, please. She's pushing a penguin in a stroller down Michigan Avenue.
If I'm in a street. Yeah.
Car's spinning out.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.